you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, that storm that came through Omaha last week with all that hail is racking up quite a price tag. Omaha World Herald is reporting that insurers now call the catastrophe to top $80 million. They say auto claims average $2,500 a piece and roofing claims average $5,000. Yeah. Some industry groups estimate more than $80 million in damage will be the price tag from that storm.
It's good for the economy, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And all those roofers and all those other people are, you know, money.
It's crazy to think that something that blew through the metro area in 20 minutes.
We don't really look at
it
that positive, though. Like, no. This is great for the economy.
No, not at all. I need a roof.
Mother
Nature doesn't have... No, I don't need it. I want to get a new one.
But oh, okay. I thought you got damage. I was that's
the
hard thing.
I need a new windshield.
Yeah.
And the dings in the car, it's like somebody hit it with a crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe...
That
it didn't do no more damage is the deal.
Right.
You see,
people, I mean, that was the thing. Or just, I mean, property, it seems like, got the most damage. But, I mean, I really haven't heard anything about anybody, like, thankfully.
Some of those hailstones were going sideways. We were trying to remember the last time we got a damaging hailstorm. And I was feeling like it was in the 2000s. Remember the clubhouse at Stone Creek? If you looked at it, it was sort of a shed, but... You could tell the hail was going sideways because it wasn't the roof, it was the walls. Looked like somebody hit it with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire side just raked with a machine gun. All the houses out at like Stone Creek.
Yes.
The sides of the houses were blown apart.
Well, those roofers.
And everybody had blue tarp on their roofs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, those roofers are doing a job. I mean, they've been coming through our neighborhood. Ding dong.
Are they really?
Yep.
Oh, they're looking.
Well, that's where you need to be careful.
You absolutely need
to be careful because there's the scammers that watch the weather maps.
Right.
Out of town plates.
So that's the heads up. But I'm just saying, like.
Hey, dude. I'd totally love to help fix your roof. Just I need $500 cash now. And I'm coming back tomorrow with a truck.
Exactly.
I'm on foot today just because I'm canvassing.
You pay me $500 now and then like $50 tomorrow. And that's it.
And you're like, well, it sounds like a deal.
Can I pay you the 50 today and the 500 tomorrow?
No, that will not work at all. Strangely.
Well, speaking of roofs, local roofing repair crews say that they're too busy to take any time off due to this heat. It has been bananas hot. And I can only imagine if you are on top of a roof, which a lot of them are because of the big storm.
Listening to the show.
Right.
They always have those sweet DeWalt
boom boxes,
yeah. The yellow ones that can fall off a roof.
Oh, I love it.
They can handle
kind of
water.
Yes. It can't be cheap though. I feel like they're like the Yeti of.
They probably are.
Oh, I think you can buy a lot of them at Saul's, and they're all.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So definitely going to be hot again today. Cooling stations are open throughout the metro area.
Look at that thing. I'm showing Molly the DeWalt.
What's the price tag?
That's nice. Is that the yellow one?
This one's only $169. It's a DeWalt DC-12 worksite radio with built-in charger. Why don't we make our cars out of what DeWalt makes boomboxes out of?
Yeah, those things can sit outside all day.
I think if you have a garage, you have to have a boombox.
I have a boombox in mine, but nothing big. I don't even use it, actually.
Why?
I don't know, just a little tiny thing.
What is it about men and their garages and boomboxes?
I don't know.
My husband has one. No, I know, but my husband has like a boombox that I think he's had since college.
Yeah, now you need Bluetooth, though. It needs to be Bluetooth accessible.
Oh, no, he listens to the radio. He likes to listen to the game.
I don't have Bluetooth. I should, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Now you've got friends that come over and then they want to jump in with their playlist.
Oh, yeah. And play that tune.
Then tell them to go to their own garage. You go to your own garage. I am in my man den. You don't get to put your playlist in
my man.
It's
like being a little kid when your mom would tell your friends to go home.
Go home! Mm-hmm.
You know, your mom would awkwardly come in and scold your buddy because she's mad at you.
Listen.
And she'd be, listen, Jason, you go home. You go to your own home. Like, all right, I'm never going to see this kid again. You just freaked out on him. My mom would blow up my friend.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I can't remember if my mom
my
did,
mom
but
didn't
I would imagine her too, but yeah, I mean,
no.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
You never had to run? Well, your kids are too young.
No,
they have
we
to
don't
run
have-
their friends home.
Uh-uh. I mean, like, it's all very like, all right, time to walk Juliet home. Like, you know, she lives next door. So
maybe kids aren't like that anymore, but don't you remember it was Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
You're at someone's house.
Yeah.
They open up the fridge. You're eating it like it's yours.
Or there's kids in your house. Kids would feel free to walk in.
See, I like that. It makes me feel like communal. It makes me happy.
Me and the kid
I do.
Next door, Mac Olberg would go across the street to the kid up the street who had a sweet basement that they would let you drive big wheels in the basement.
See?
But he was probably like, the kid was like 5 years younger than us.
Okay.
So it was the weird age difference. We were probably like mean 9-year-olds. He might have been five.
Yeah.
And we'd be playing big wheels, and one of us would run our big wheel right into him. I mean, just
to hurt him?
Just crash into him.
Yeah.
And then he'd be crying, and his mom would come running down like, what happened? We'd be like, I don't know, I think he fell.
He's a big
and
old
every
baby.
Every once in a while, she'd snap and be like, get out of here. We'd get booted.
Yeah, well, I could only, like, fine. The feral redhead runs back down the line.
Yeah.
Yes. So, U.S. authorities,
U.S. authorities are still searching for the big-wheeled bandit.
Exactly. There are reports that at least a dozen U.S. power plants have been breached by hackers working for a foreign government. So there's a report. U.S. officials say the chief suspect, surprisingly, is Russia. Officials warn that the attackers could be positioning themselves to eventually disrupt the nation's power supply. General alert was distributed to U.S. utilities about a week ago. They say Russian hackers previously took down parts of the electrical grid in Ukraine and appear to be testing more advanced ways to disrupt power supplies. And this will be interesting because today our president, Trump, and President Vladimir Putin of Russia are scheduled to actually have their first face-to-face
meeting.
What does
he say? Like, stop doing all that stuff.
Cool it.
You need to stop all of that.
God, I'd love to be a fly on a wall, wouldn't you? Yeah. Just to sit there.
So it's a very highly anticipated meeting between the two world leaders, likely to overshadow any other news coming out of the G20 summit today. Everybody's all eyes are going to be on what Trump and Putin, the body language, are they going to do it? Are they going to even have the handshake in public, or is it all going to be behind closed doors? We don't know. It's a mystery. It'll be fun. The U.S. is challenging China's claim to the South China Sea. The Air Force said today two 1B Lancer bombers flew over all nations except China consider international territory yesterday. The U.S. has criticized China for building up reefs and tiny islands to put military facilities on them. You know, that's the whole thing that they're doing is they're creating those islands and like, oh, look, now we live here.
Yeah.
Like you made that island. That's not natural land. Like, no.
It
floats and it's ours. So I guess we live here now. This is no longer international waters. I guess it's ours. Like, it doesn't really work that way. But China apparently is trying to make it work that way. So there you are. The company that makes the popular protein bar Clif.
Yeah, I love those bars.
They're recalling three of their bars because of worries about nut allergies.
What kind?
The Clif Builders chocolate mint bar and two of the kids flavors, which that could be the big one that a lot of people are like, whoa.
Clif. The third one, like the peanut one?
Yeah, exactly. It's a peanut one, but it has peanuts, so they're really worried about it. No, it's the Clif Kids Z-Bar Protein Chocolate Mint. So obviously you would not have need nuts in that. And then the chocolate chip.
Okay.
They say that they've decided to pull the bars after getting what they call a small number of customer complaints claiming peanut or tree nut allergy reactions.
These are the ones that probably weren't supposed to have any nuts in them. Most of them are all...
Yeah.
Nut specific.
Yes.
They're 99% nutty.
Yeah. Chocolate mint, though, I think.
That sounds like a good commercial.
You wouldn't think anyone with a peanut allergy would go anywhere near a Clif bar.
God, no.
I would assume they would know. If you have a peanut allergy, you know selectively which ones to go for.
Right. 99% nutty.
So I guess the hot new summer game for hipsters and millennials is shuffleboard.
Is it really? It's come back,
it's
huh?
Coming
well, I
back.
Guess it's never really disappeared. It just wow.
Yeah, that's the latest. One of the shuffleboard club in St. Petersburg, they're seeing a big uptick in young people interested in reclaiming the game. Brooklyn, there's a Brooklyn place called the Royal Palms, and they, I guess, have a museum-worthy collection of vintage shuffleboard paraphernalia, cocktails named after famous players and all this stuff, and people just love it. Like they just.
So this is not the cool. ones, the shuffleboard in bars on the sand.
No.
This is the stuff
this
where
like,
you
yeah.
push the little hook and it
right.
slides the disc.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
That was my aunt and uncle had one in their basement when I was a kid.
Really?
They
okay.
had a real shuffleboard. Like it was like a tile basement. I mean, it was not, they didn't put it in, but whatever old people had that was before yeah. them had it. And it still came with all the gear. Like uh-huh. it came with like the sticks and stuff. And I remember us joking around and playing. I don't know the rules of shuffleboard, but it was just really fun to, you know, whack each other with.
Yeah, it's probably hard to do just because you have to get that floor.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
the above ground one, those are still super popular everywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because you have to have the space too. I mean, it has to be. I mean, it was a big, long basement, so it had plenty of space because it goes a ways. Yeah. Like if you have a regulation shuffleboard.
So that's the new thing. The other new thing,
well,
Jeff
where
told
do they
me,
play at, though?
Just, geez, probably bars. In the parks. Bars? They have
this
them at
This is the thing
bars?
They're talking about. They're talking about this place, Brooklyn's Royal Palms.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm saying it's hipsters.
Right. Okay.
Just, I mean, I'm not saying like there's nothing locally. I wonder if locally it'll catch on. It'd
probably.
Be fun,
probably.
Right?
Jeff told me that another thing that's coming back is that circle. What is that? How do you even describe that?
The yeah, they're saying the circle game is coming back.
What's the circle game?
You know, you make a circle like okay, you know, uh-huh. like the okay sign.
You got to break it.
So if you hold it upside down.
Like that.
Don't you remember doing that?
Oh.
You show it, and if you look down and see the circle, I get to punch you in the arm.
Yeah.
But you don't look at it, and you stick your finger in it, you get to punch me in the arm.
Yeah.
Don't you remember the circle game?
Are you That's kidding awesome, me? Was that just a guy thing?
It must have been a guy thing.
Yeah, I guess we
so
all
like
did,
in the middle of conversation.
Sticking your finger in a hole.
In the middle of conversation, you're like, oh, that's crazy. Hey, did you see what's going on over here? And then you throw your hand out there, and you're
I
like,
break
oh, bang.
Yeah.
You punch the...
Or you look down, you're like, my zipper's down. You know, something like that. You know.
But then your zipper really is down, and he's like, I thought we were playing the circle game. He's like, I want to see
We are. It's a different kind of circle game.
I want to see your circle.
All right.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
I had an interesting way of meeting my neighbors from across the street for the first time.
Was there a complaint involved?
Yes, there was, actually. And it wasn't on my side. I don't even think they complained yet. We'll find out. But I had parked my car. I live on a hill, just been to the place. I live on the top of a hill, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a different thing. And my driveway is kind of a hill. Well, I drive a stick. Well, it popped out of gear and rolled down the rolled down the sidewalk and totally messed up their new truck. I'm
so,
like, are you kidding me?
It was parked in front of your house or in your driveway?
And it was parked in the driveway. And it rolled down. Somehow it popped out, and I'm getting a call
so,
from
like
my neighbor
it
next door.
It went across
door.
The street into yeah. the other one's driveway.
Yeah. Now, oh well, actually, the gosh. Guy for the first time had parked. I'd never really see that. He was parked in the street across the street. So thank God. Otherwise, my car probably would have rolled right into their garage, bashing up all their cars. It would have just been a nightmare. Or it would have hit the curb in the wrong way and went straight down the hill. And God knows what would have happened then. Probably bashed into a church. Down at the bottom of the hill while wrecking everything else on its way. It was awful. It was awful. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why my tire's off my thing because it completely...
How much damage?
I don't know yet. The doors of his car are all bashed in of his Jeep. Or oh. Not Jeep, but his pickup truck. Yeah,
no.
I had to ring the doorbell and go, hey, man, I'm sorry. I live across the street. I haven't met yet. It's an odd way of meeting, but I totally wrecked your car.
How'd you find it? Like you heard it crash?
No, I didn't even hear it. The neighbor next door with the wall, Miguel, he was calling me. And I'm like, God, is he home? And I didn't have my phone on me. So I looked out the window and I see the Jeep completely blocking all traffic. And everybody's just making turns and leaving, trying to get around because I was blocked. And it was just sitting there. For God knows how long it was sitting there. I have no idea.
Miguel had been texting him parties like completely... sending him right to voicemail. Like, well, I was like, I know you're home. You're sitting in a lawn chair.
Right. And your car is in the street. So I don't know where else you would be.
I can see you hitting ignore.
Oh, no. I had my Fitbit on. So that was ringing. I couldn't find a phone. I know. I felt that same way, too, by the way, because he's like, hey, man, I was trying to call you. I was like, I know. This thing was... I didn't have my phone on me. I didn't know.
Oh, your phone's hooked to your Fitbit?
Yeah, it just pops up. He was calling and stuff like that.
Oh, that is bananas. But, yeah, so did you take pictures?
Yeah, I got pictures of the door. I already sent them all off. But but my Jeep's all messed up, which is weird. I mean, because it has that big tire. And
yeah.
It completely snapped the holder on it. That's how bad it hit it. I'm like, huh? So I had to yank off my tire for the sake of I'm driving down the interstate and I don't want that thing popping off.
Oh, I mean, I can't even...
Not my words. Neighbor and I. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And I first think to myself, I'm like, this is how cars hit houses, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I thought. I'm like, this is... We always ask, how the hell do cars hit houses all the time? I'm like, this is how it would have happened.
Well, yeah, but those cases are usually somebody's behind the wheel. And yeah. That's... I mean, this
well,
is...
Well, when we were 16, I remember... People would park on streets and wouldn't put it in gear if it was a stick.
Yeah.
I remember because we lived on a hill.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It wasn't uncommon that there would be cars at the bottom of the hill in a yard.
Yeah.
In a yard. Didn't hit a car.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's...
I felt terrible.
What time?
To this day.
What time?
Probably about 11, probably 11:30-ish.
P.M. last night?
No, in the afternoon, in the morning. Yeah, before I had that doctor's appointment, before the doctor's appointment. So I had to do all that fun stuff. Yeah.
Wait, so this was, you went
11
home.
What time
Wait,
did you
what?
Leave? We get off the air at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I left here at like 11:15.
Why? This is all very dicey.
I know.
Why? Did I leave here then? Yeah, I left here then. I had podcasts and stuff to do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that. It's just,
you went home. You must have just got home.
Yeah, I just ran home real fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then that's what I did. And then, yeah, then that, all that fun stuff happened. And then I had to go to the doctors. It was a fun day yesterday. Pow! Nice to meet you, neighbors.
Oh.
God, that sucks.
Well, that's so crazy that they're home during the day, too. I mean, like, what are the chances?
I don't know what they do. I have no
idea. But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, like, that's the whole thing. Is like,
what's around
like,
lunchtime?
Gone. Yeah.
So maybe they're off to
So a new truck, old truck?
Like
what kind of truck?
Newer truck.
Oh.
Nice new truck. Well, but, you know, that's why we got insurance.
Insurance
you know?
Is for.
That's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Yeah. I didn't see any damage to your truck.
I'll have to check it out.
I park right next to you.
There's no tire on it.
I got knocked out from the garlic.
Oh, the garlic smell from outside. Yeah,
and you know what? The neighbors can thank you because they are now mosquito free for 2 weeks.
Three weeks.
Was your thing in there?
3 weeks.
Did it hurt your tank?
That's another funny thing. I have a giant tank in my back of the Jeep. It's like a 55-gallon tank, and I always laugh because wherever I go. No one questions the tank. I'm like, yeah. Why does no one question this industrial sized tank?
Yeah, because it's huge.
Yeah, you know.
And it's not like subtle. I mean, you see
it's
it.
There.
They probably think you're the Grassani's delivery truck. They're like, did we get takeout?
Ding dong.
And did we order more than just breadsticks?
It smells so good.
It's
smells so good.
This building is mosquito free.
And taking fleas. It's funny because Jeff was in the car now last week and he goes, dude, are you used to the smell or something? I'm like, what smell?
I'm
sure you probably get nose blind.
Yeah, I'm totally nose blind. I don't smell nothing, man. It smells beautiful to me. So, yeah.
That's
but
the
anyway,
sweet smell of money, right?
Yeah.
Well, you should probably like find out what beer they drink.
Yeah, well, I knew what I said to them because they wanted me to
get a phone number.
Help them out with the bug thing. And I said that I still got to go come and take care of your yard, you know.
He's like, yeah, you put me off about that.
You probably need to leave like a case of beer on the porch.
I think I'm going to. Because I feel absolutely terrible. But, yeah.
Oh, I would be
gear.
So.
I mean, it's
That's
a Jeep.
Rough.
That's
yeah, what are you
not
gonna do?
Uncommon.
I know. It's amazing how much damage that tire has done to cars.
Yeah.
Alone, because it sits up at the perfect level up high, and it's heavy, man. It just smashes anything it touches.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
We had reported earlier about the fact that Ed Sheeran had quit Twitter. Well, he wanted to set the record straight, and he clarifies that he hasn't really quit Twitter, but that all of the trolling has definitely made him want to.
He's not a Twitter quitter.
Yes, he said that he's just quit reading what people say on that platform. He's like, I got asked in an interview if I read negative things, and I was like, I don't even go on Twitter and read them. It's not like I've quit it. I still post on Instagram and it goes to Twitter. I'm just not going to wake up and read something that's going to ruin his day. And which
it's
probably
funny that that's news, though. When people quit Twitter, it's news.
I know.
Celebrities, yeah. I know. I don't know.
I don't know why even celebrities announce it.
I'm off Twitter. You have hurt me today. Well, and it's no wonder that he wants to quit Twitter. He apparently is getting slammed on Twitter after telling a magazine that he wants to make a biopic about his life that's like a cross between Notting Hill and 8 Mile.
Oh, really?
He's like, I want to have an 8 Mile moment. This is Ed Sheeran. But 8 Mile meets Notting Hill. He's like, not gritty like Detroit, but like Ipswich. I got loads of songs about Ipswich that haven't come out.
Ipswich City.
Yes.
I think they have a soccer team.
So everybody has been piling on, like, just what the world doesn't need. Yeah.
What is Notting Hill? The one with Hugh Grant?
Yes.
I have never seen
it. They love it over there,
don't
they?
Oh, my gosh. It's just like,
is that where somebody stands outside a door with signs?
No. That was Love Actually.
Yeah. Notting Hill. Does that have Hugh Grant in it, too?
Probably. I think it's
people?
Like required to like
have. There was a moment.
Notting Hill's the one where Julia Roberts plays an American A-list actress who's in London filming, and she walks into this like disheveled British man's bookstore to hide, and it's him. And then they like fall in love and
stuff that never happens.
Yes, exactly. Like one of those things that just never,
unless you're there,
never happens. And everyone's like, well, that just sounds like an absolute travesty of a mashup. 8 Mile and Notting Hill. New song from Kesha. She has released a single for the first time in 4 years, and it's called Praying. And it's a ballad, but it's sort of like an empowering little tune. Here we go.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm. First time in 4 years. You know, she's out touring now.
Well, I think she has a lot to say.
Yes.
She's sort of been muzzled.
It's been a journey for her. And Selena Gomez apparently is going to be coming out with some new music as well. So that's it's a big day. They're dropping a new track from Liam Payne and Zedd.
How about this squeal? Listen to the squeal. Crank it.
That's axe, that one. I don't know if it sounds like someone hit her in the toe with a hammer.
Oh. Well, thanks for coming back, Kesha.
She's trying to show, I've got range. It's like those people that go into those auditions are like, I can hit all sorts of crazy notes. I only got 2 seconds to prove it to you. Another person who is avoiding the internet is apparently Lorde. But in the way of, she has revealed that she steers clear about reading about herself online, which I think is probably a smart move. Lorde says she's never Googled herself. She never Googles herself.
Oh, she never does.
Yeah, she said, I try to stick to places I know will be kind places. You know,
okay.
I mean, I would say that that's smart. She said, I don't Google myself or Twitter search myself. For the most part, the internet is there are so many opinions. And because of my age, I know I take a lot of it with a grain of salt. So she's 20. I think that's a pretty good head on her shoulders. I think it's hard to not want to go down the rabbit hole and start really, you know, self-deprecating. So she's out touring her new album, all sorts of new music. And Patton Oswalt apparently has a new lease on life. He has gotten engaged. Patton Oswalt just not that long ago went public with his latest relationship to Meredith Salinger.
She's the one with the crazy lips from the Natalie Gann, or what was it called? Mm-hmm. Natty Gann.
Uh-huh. And just 15 months after his wife passed away, apparently, he's engaged.
Bounced right in,
he's found back love. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.